Bastille Day is the day when French President attends the entire Defense Forces parade. Since the start of this decade, France has been involved in three wars. The latest war started this year in Mali, and that is why Malian troops have taken part in the official celebrations of this historic day.
There were many difficult moments during the French operation in Mali, but I don't think it's necessary to talk about those cases. The only point is that it was not very easy. And the most important thing is we got back our entire country together, united, and now there is peace in Mali.
Right next to me is the Malian troop, which has taken part in operations in Mali along with French troops. This is the symbol of Franco-Malian cooperation, which has also become subject to criticism from opponents of the French president. Civil society groups are among the most vocal critics who believe the war in the West African nation of Mali has colonial overtones and has affected lives beyond Malian borders.
Regarding France, which has been accused of interference in Africa for a long time, inviting African troops and celebrating its own military intervention in Mali shows that France wants to remain the policeman of Africa at all costs, and we are totally against this attitude.
What worries me as a Chadian is the paradox that the Chadian president runs his country with an iron fist and in the name of justice goes to free a neighboring country. He has used the war to justify his dictatorship.
Despite criticism, French war operations will not end anytime soon. Experts believe that's because Mali is rich in uranium, a precious raw material for the French nuclear industry. The only benefit from past French wars in Africa has been sprawling military bases in the continent. This time, it may well not be any different. Anastasia Proye, Press TV, Paris.